I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, ticket text coming in. And again, this is really about what you guys want, because I refuse to allow any realistic of discussion of it. You're not trading Matthew Stafford this offseason. It's not happening. It's financially injurious. It's asinine. And next year, if it doesn't go right, I will lead the charge. I will be the one screaming for them to fire Quinn Patricia and trade Matthew Stafford. Because the cap hit next year goes down to $7.5 million. Absolutely doable. This is just nonsense. And I hate that Peter King put it out there, because then it forces guys like Dave Burkett and myself to go, no, this is stupid. Guys, I saw your podcast notification on my iTunes. Have to work late tonight. It'll make it easier. Thanks again. That's from Ryan in Plymouth. Thank you, Ryan. Mike, don't you remember, we are blessed to have Matthew Stafford as our quarterback. How about this? Here's a way I would phrase this. What are the odds that Matthew Stafford finishes out this contract here in Detroit 2022?
He will not.
Oh, I disagree. This organization doesn't have the guts.
Well, that's a problem. I'm so ready just to be done with Matthew Stafford, and I am done with Matthew Stafford, but this contract just kills him.
But there's the topic, though. Are you done with him?
Yes, because I'm done with him because I've seen it all already. I've seen it all. I know what he is. It's to a point where we know who Stafford is.
Sorry, Mike. Breaking news. Sully has seen it all.
We have. We've seen the 5-46 record, right? We've seen him just big game after big game just choke everything away. So I don't know what more fans need to see before you can just realize, move on. But then the other side of me, being pragmatic about it, yeah, they can't move on because of the money. Because this is an organization top down, like we said yesterday. It's an organization who's done nothing but enable Stafford and just put all their eggs in one basket with Stafford. Pay him this ridiculous money that hamstrings everything else. It's just a feeling of being stuck with Stafford when you want to move on from him. Matthew Stafford's not going to win a Super Bowl here. He hasn't won a playoff game in 10 years. I don't know what more people need to see before you make the evaluation that he doesn't need to be here.
You need to get through next season. You can't, Mike. Fine, listen.
I know, that's what sucks, because we're asking the question here, but you look at it and say, yeah, it's unrealistic for him to leave because they're not going to take $30 million and just, put it down the drain.
But, Mike, it goes deeper than that. Even if they had the ability to trade Matthew Stafford this offseason, they wouldn't do it. Bob Quinn and Patricia and Stafford are at the hip. This is a toxic, low-rent, second-rate garbage organization. Have been for 60 years. Mike, they're no different than the Browns other than they have a worse color scheme. Okay? They're not trading this guy. They don't know any better.
That's the problem. If it was up to me, I would be trading him.
But I don't run this. You couldn't do it this year.
No, and I also wouldn't have given him that huge contract like that.
Well, that's a different discussion.
I mean, it's
when Bob Quinn got here, who did the shows saying, hey, this is a fork in the road for this franchise. You could get an absolute haul for Matthew Stafford if you wanted to do that. But the other fork in the road is this. If you don't trade him now, you are going to ink him to the biggest deal in the history of Earth until the next one
is
signed.
It's just so stupid.
They made that choice, dude. I didn't do it.
No, and then, here's the thing. They make the choice, then all of a sudden what happens? They pay him all this money, and let's just call it how it is, guys. Stafford regresses since then. Stafford has not been as good since that contract. He just hasn't, especially this season. How many throws have we all been watching this season where you look at it and it's like, what is he thinking? Didn't even see the corner there on Thanksgiving. All these routes getting jumped. He doesn't even look like the same quarterback, and
Let's be accurate, Michael. It was the safety, Eddie Jackson.
The safety, excuse me.
Well, your former quarterback, just trying to hold you to it.
Well, it's not good for anybody here. It's not good for anybody having Stafford as a quarterback.
Sorry, Mike. Breaking news. Sully says it's not good for anybody here.
But that's the problem. It is for a lot of people because we still see the texts every day of people defending him. I think that here on November 28th, I don't think anyone can say and defend Stafford anymore. I think those days are over. You cannot honestly call in or text or tweet or whatever and defend and argue for Matthew Stafford. We're past that point. We're past the point of people,
defends him.
Well, I don't understand that. I have to hear what he said, but I don't understand that.
You need to break bread, as Terry used to say. Go sit down with Karsh. You talk to him. Doug defended him today.
How can you defend him? How, though?
Listen, I don't know what to tell you. Don't yell at me. The whole point of the Peter King report with NBC and him saying this is what should happen, first of all, I don't think the fans want it. Second of all, the organization doesn't have the guts, and it doesn't make sense. Next year at this time, Mike, I'll scream to the hilltops because it'll make sense next year. You'll have a signed 32-year-old quarterback, 11 years into his career. You must, if they miss the playoffs in Patricia's first 2 years and Quinn has had, 4 years to build a roster and it sucks? No, you're all fired. You're gone. At that point, then I would say it, burn it to the ground. But
the problem is everyone does nothing but defend him. And fans have maybe started to finally turn a little bit, but coaching staff, nothing but defends him. Ownership, nothing but defends him. Front office, only defends him. Well, his wife on social media, just nothing but defends him.
Well, what do you want to do?
No, I'm making a point that it's like we're always hearing and seeing things from various different people, various different levels of the organization that's doing nothing but just defending him and saying that he's the right guy still and coddling him. I don't know when it's going to be unanimous and everyone can just realize that he's not the right guy here. He's just
so
not.
So you are waiting for it to go full Cutler. You're waiting for it to go full Cutler, where the entire city hates the guy? Another year. If his next year looks like this year and his team stinks again, oh, yeah, then you've gone full Cutler.
I just don't think it's tough to realize that he's not the guy here. I don't think that's some tough thing to look at and realize. He hasn't won anything. He's continued to get worse this season specifically. So the days of defending him and people trying to act like, oh, he can still turn it around. He's a 10-year pro. He is what he is. And if you haven't identified what he is by now, then you don't know football, frankly.
248-539-9797. We'll get the people involved next. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.